910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After meetings involving Democrats on Capitol Hill over the future of the presidential race, there is still a split in the party. New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill is the latest to call on President Biden to step aside, but her colleague from New York is changing his mind.
Congressman Jerry Nadler, who told colleagues he wanted Biden to drop out, now saying he's accepting Biden staying in.
Whether I'm concerned or not, is beside the point. He's going to be our nominee, and we all have to support him.
Some Democrats we spoke to say the president still has a lot to prove and are closely watching how he performs on the world stage during the NATO summit.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. Virginia taking action against kids having cell phones in schools. Governor Glenn Youngkin signing an executive order telling school districts they have until January to come up with plans for how it would work. 1.7 million power customers in Texas still without lights and air conditioning following Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Frustrations with Wisconsin state prisons are coming to a head. The Assembly's Corrections Committee held a hearing yesterday after several guards were charged in the recent deaths of two inmates. Rebecca Aubart's husband is doing time at the Stanley Prison.
There isn't capital punishment in Wisconsin, and people are dying.
Former staffers described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors, and former inmates talked about being denied food and medicine. Communities which lost their two-year University of Wisconsin branch campuses can now get up to $2 million in grants. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee released the money yesterday. Six two-year campuses are closed or plan to close soon. Leaders blame lower enrollment and budget cuts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting two wolf encounters on the same day in Bayfield County. According to a press release, two hunting dogs were attacked by wolves in Bayfield County on July 3rd, one of which was killed in the confrontation. The other dog involved in the wolf attacks was injured but survived. DNR officials are reminding residents to use increased caution with their pets in places that have been identified as wolf caution areas. A full list of those caution areas can be found online. A woman was arrested on Monday night after allegedly trying to steal a car while running over a man in East Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the 24-year-old victim was picking up food near East St. Marie Street and Woodland Avenue when a 32-year-old woman allegedly jumped into his car and tried to drive away. The man attempted to get back into his vehicle but was dragged by the car and run over. Authorities took him to the hospital for a possible broken femur and later located the car and suspect. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy, after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight. Closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Umude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Grandpa's barbecue sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Dr. Craig, how you doing, man? How's recovery?
I'm doing better. I still have a bubble in my eye, but feeling a lot more normal, Earl.
Yeah, well, that's good news. You know, especially when we're you know, talking about the Republican convention right around the corner. I don't know. I guess we're having some trouble.
No, I'm good. I had to turn off my smart speaker, which had you on, so there was a double thing going on. So sorry, my technical bad.
Well, that's okay, Dr. Craig. We've got a couple callers hanging on from the last segment, and actually, I was actually talking about the fact that the state of Wisconsin is right in the catbird seat and can really determine whether or not Joe Biden or Donald Trump becomes president of the United States. And I was just asking the question about what, you know, those folk who support Donald Trump, what they see in him. So we got a couple guys hanging out. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dr. Craig, and you can chime in as well. That's Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good morning. Listen, I wanted to approach what you were talking about just before. One, yesterday you asked CJ, what was President Trump the king of? He mentioned the military, the border, business, and tax cuts. Okay, the military, Obama actually put more money into the military by a slight amount, but a little more. The border, he has now created the border problem, and crossings actually during his stint were higher. These are facts and numbers. Go look them up, CJ. And CJ, next time you call, please tell us all about Project 2025. We can't wait to hear your ideas about it. And then as far as tax cuts, like you said, Earl, the tax cut did you no good, but sure the muckety mucks got a lot from it. And as far as food and gas prices go, guess what? We're in an inflationary period coming out of a pandemic. It's something they don't want to realize. Gary and CJ both made comments towards your question. CJ said that his crew and him talk about, and Gary said, well, my friends tell me. So this is the echo chamber that these people are in. And between that and Newsmax and all the other craziness, I think that's kind of where their heads are at. And that's why they can't pop out of that bubble and kind of see what's going on. Because I don't think either of them would really agree with Project 2025. And that's going to happen. And it's being written by people that were in his group before he left office.
Well, so, Brendan, we spent the last couple of days having a conversation about it. We'll continue it on Friday. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Your thoughts?
Good morning. Ditto to that last caller, by the way. I couldn't agree more. And normally I don't do this, but I'm going to do it today. You know, you don't get to, when discussing the border issue, you don't get to use that as a negative against the left or in this case, Joe Biden. Why? Because in 2017, after a hard-fought negotiation between the House and the Senate, Trump vetoed an immigration bill. And then, of course, we had a Lankford's deal that he
just brokered. Right.
The Republican conservative from Oklahoma, was the toughest immigration bill in history. Both sides of the aisle said that. For 4 or 5 months, these guys and women sat in a room to figure it out and get it done, only to have Donald Trump blow it up because he said to blow it up. You don't get to use immigration as a talking point anymore. You can't. So, and it's the same thing with the Afghan withdrawal. I've heard CJ and Gary refer to that as a big black eye. It's a black eye for America. But again, the fact is that Donald Trump did the withdrawal and set up the terms in the withdrawal without discussing it with the Joint Chiefs and without discussing it with the Afghans, to where they had to backpedal immediately after. We've seen this nonsense, smoke and mirrors nonsense. We saw it with Benghazi. I can go on, and it can continue to do it. So let me just say this in closing. Inflation across the world is double digits, not in America. So again, these are the facts. We are leading the world again economically. It's not even close. The successes are just over the top. And yet we still have these maggots out there talking their normal crap talk about America. Enough.
So Mike, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, I'm going to take one more and then we'll come to you. Let's go to Tom from Richland County. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. I want to go back to your original question of why folks feel this way. I'm a union carpenter, retired, living on a little farm, and a lot of my brothers and sisters could be voting for Trump because they want to give the big finger to the rest of the intelligent people in the world that went to school and studied stuff, and they feel like they got left behind. But also I want to remind you that the Civil War was fought by a bunch of people that were one cut above slaves. They were white. They were poor. They walked barefoot and ate field corn because the South couldn't even feed them. And they fought just not to be the guy on the bottom. I don't want to use the N-word, but they just didn't want to be in a position where they were the one getting dumped on the most. And that's so much of what it's about. There's a ladder here. We've gone back to the Confederacy, and Tom Hartman wrote a really great article a week or so ago talking about the Deep South is actually the Confederacy again, the way they operate, you know, the way their government operates. So, you know, we got a big road to climb, and it's just a question of people getting together and understanding that we're all people and we can all work together and do whatever we want.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. Takes a lot of courage. Really appreciate it. He's from Richland County. Dr. Craig, your thoughts?
Well, there was a lot
yes.
From the callers. So let me just take one thing, immigration. And here's the uncomfortable truth. This is why there's so much angst in the United Front for Democracy. This is what supporting Democrats say, a very big, broad coalition where we don't all agree with each other, not lockstep. And so the truth is immigration, Republicans have been refusing to do anything constructive on it. All this century, they shot down George W. Bush's attempted immigration reform, shot down Obama's, and then your caller mentioned the more recent examples, because it's a great issue for them. Here's the problem. The facts aren't getting through. The public thinks it's a major issue, so the lie is working. They just repeat over and again, Biden open border, Biden open border. It's very far from an open border. We have a immigration system and a border patrol that is pretty darn abusive and violates a lot of human rights. It's just that trying to do it entirely with enforcement doesn't work. You have to deal with the overall consequences and causes of migration. And you have to have a just policy for people who have an international law right to come here, right, under asylum rules, which, and we're the country that was earlier in the century writing and being the leader in creating international law. Now we seem to be taking the lead off, and particularly in the Republican side, of shredding it. So that's why there's so much anxiety. We need to get through to people they are lying, and it's a little bit too complicated. People do not have the time or inclination, time because they're trying to live their lives, pay rent, raise their families, et cetera, get on in their careers. They don't have the time or inclination to get into immigration policy, so people are vulnerable to these lies. And then further, we see this with CJ, people a lot of times, particularly on the right, people believe what they want to believe and accept and embrace all facts that they see on the internet that they think support it and discount anything that doesn't. So it isn't reason, it's rationalization. And in fact, that's what right-wing radio and Fox News is. It's a running rationalization on what people want to believe, not what is.
You know, Dr. Craig, Tom from Richland Center really said some poignant things that probably are at the root of why rural people are now looking to vote for a man like Donald Trump. He said they're on the bottom. They don't like being on the bottom. I understand that, Dr. Craig, but how do they believe that Donald Trump is going to be the guy who's going to lift them up?
Well, they're, and by the way, they're not at the literal bottom,
no.
but they feel their situations, their communities in decline.
Right.
And the status anxiety. It's not just about what is my relative material condition. It is, where am I in the pecking order, right? I'm more to the back of the flock, and then they're vulnerable to a lie that somehow, say, black and brown folks in Milwaukee are
doing well.
Because they're cutting in line, and we're losing resources to them. They're not. The research is that rural areas get more than their tax money back in, for example, and Milwaukee gets less than its tax money back from the state. But those facts don't matter. We need to cut through the identity they're creating. What Trump has created is, I'm the one on your side. This is your team, right? I'm the Packers. I'm the Brewers. I mean, that is what it is. And we need to cut through and say, no, this is a lie being told to your disadvantage by wealthy elites. The one good thing, silver lining in Biden's recalcitrance about considering pulling out of the race is he has turned to a very populist tack in doing so, attacking, you know, the big donors and the elites who want him out of the race. And he's done more of that. He has a billionaire's tax. He wants to tax the rich, which is they've been taking tax burden off themselves for half a century. We need to do that. And it's widely popular. But I think that we need more populist issues. In other words, the mushy middle loses to the nationalist right full of Sean Hannity-style lies. What you need is something much closer to a Bernie Sanders-style message where we take on the people that are actually harming rural America and urban America. We all know who they are on the left and the center left, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, as a guy who lives in urban America and a man of color and who knows about people in color all over the nation, nothing could be further from the truth that they have taken resources away from rural America and gave them to blacks in urban America. That's not true. That's a flat out lie. And just because people say it doesn't make it so. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on the line.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is for adults just starting to build their credit. One tool that can help them is a secured credit card. With a secured card, you, or the 18-year-old in your life who is just starting out, makes a small deposit that effectively becomes the card's limit. They should use the card once or twice a month, never for more than 10 or 15% of the credit limit. And they have to pay it off every month like clockwork. Last thing, before committing to a secured credit card, confirm that the card you want to use reports their activity to the credit bureaus. Not all of them do. Pro tip, this isn't just for folks starting out. if you need to raise your credit score, a secured card might be a good tool for you too. For more Everyday Money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy. Till next time, take good care.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder should I get up and fix myself a drink. No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do.
All right, welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. So Dr. Craig, Democrats are having this debate about President Biden, and it's out in the public, and Republicans are pouncing on it, and they're saying, well, you know, they need to get rid of Joe Biden. Republicans are telling Democrats, you know, we're going to give you some advice. You know, Joe Biden's too old. Why don't you get rid of Joe Biden? Now, these are the same Republicans, Dr. Craig, who, when there was a primary, their guy refused to debate any of the people who, you know, were running against him. They refused to even take that into consideration, Dr. Craig. This is what I mean by you can only believe half of what you see and none of what you hear when it comes to the Republicans, but they're all over the Democrats and Joe Biden. Dr. Craig, your thoughts on the Joe Biden situation, the Democratic situation, because it is a Democratic situation. It's not Joe Biden. It's a Democratic issue that has to be addressed, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
This is a very thorny problem, Earl. This is the most difficult situation for the Democrats since FDR running for a fourth term, when we know he was close to death, actually, and didn't live very long into his fourth term. Not saying it's that bad. I'm saying comparable, we don't know how bad it is. And Reagan, when there were really doubts about whether he had dementia, and he was later diagnosed with Alzheimer's, there was a lot of doubts about whether he was up to another term. And there's a problem which didn't exist with FDR after winning World War II or Reagan, that is, there's a the problem with Biden that we know is a communication problem. We don't know if he's unable to process information. He may be just fine, which would make this really hard on him because he thinks he can do the job. The problem is the job of running for president is a communication job, and the presidency is too, because the bully pulpit is what gives you more leverage to pass legislation. It probably, even though he had historic things passed in his first 2 years, it probably made it harder that he wasn't even then very effective president, rhetorical president. But the reporting is that the Democrats are, they've been beaten back by Biden's counteroffensive earlier this week, but they're sullen and angry about it because many of them don't think he can win. A senator, I just glanced at the New York Times and Washington Post front pages, which are full of constant every 5 minute updates on this. So this isn't going anywhere. And then we have a senator saying that it's going to be a landslide against him, a Democrat senator. We have Nancy Pelosi hinting that he should reconsider pulling out after the NATO summit. That's the highest ranking Democrat to do that. And we have George Stephanopoulos was caught on tape after interviewing Biden in person saying that he doesn't think Biden could make it through another 4 years. So this is going to drip, drip. But Democrats, they don't, elected Democrats don't dare come out publicly because first, if he stays in, they undermine his chance of winning. And second, because their name becomes mud with the head of the Democratic Party. So they're trying to nudge him out, figure out, but they're in a box. And so I think Thursday is the next inflection point because the strategy seems to be to run the clock out. So he has to be the nominee. But Thursday he's doing a full press conference, apparently no holds barred with lots of questions. He needs to really, because he's been performing with teleprompters, but that's not going to be good enough, right? And the Stephanopoulos interview wasn't good enough. In fact, it raised more concerns. He was going to give it the old college try, which isn't enough when you're trying to prevent the end of democracy, the election of authoritarian leader. So it's a historically difficult situation. And they need to work it out very quickly. If Biden stays in, then we've got to reelect him. But if he is, let me put it this way, the people around him, the Biden family, Biden himself, basically a lot of people took their word for it that he was up for it. And he better be, because it becomes very selfish. I don't usually think of Joe Biden that way. I think of him as someone who is publicly interested and really cares about democracy and everything he's trying to do. But if you get caught up in your own ego too much and your own grievance, then you can do something that is highly unethical that's going to be very damaging. And I don't know what the answer is, but if they've misled us on his condition, then that is a horribly unethical act.
So, Dr. Craig, what do you say to Democrats who say, stop talking about this? Why aren't you talking about Donald Trump? That narrative is out there. And I always respond and say, they're not one and the same. To say that you shouldn't talk about this at all, but you should keep talking about Donald Trump, belies what we're talking about, Dr. Craig. I mean, to just totally ignore it and think it's going to go away, it's not going to go away. As you stated, the conversations are still being had. They're going to continue to be had in Democratic circles. Is that correct, sir?
You can't say that the Republicans are acting terribly unethically and irresponsibly in supporting Trump lockstep and ignoring everything we know about him, and then say we should act like them. Okay, that's hypocritical.
Right.
People are, when they say it was one bad 90 minutes, they're understating what it was. It was the most shockingly poor presidential debate performance in the history of American presidential debates. Okay, it wasn't just a poor performance. It was much worse than that. You wondered whether you'd get to reach 2-minute answer and whether you could say anything coherent at all within a lot of those answers when they should have been, you know, softballs for him, given who he is and given the preparation, the excellent debate preparation he would have had. And so he needs to answer that. He's answered it to some degree. He has shown he can do rallies. He's shown he can do a speech at NATO and a teleprompter. Regardless of what you think of Stephanopoulos's interview, it wasn't like the debate. Okay, the problems with that were more what he said about his condition than him seeming incoherent or unable to finish sentences. But I think he has to prove it. And he has to prove, and then we have to unite behind him. Okay, but he hasn't proven it yet. And it's certainly, when we look back, this is the first press conference he's had in 2 years. They've really sheltered him. And we gave them the benefit of the doubt, people in the Democratic coalition. And I don't think I think he lost that when they asked for the debate. It was their strategy. They put him out there in an historically early debate. And because they thought they were behind, and then he performed that way. It's not even a matter of how much ground he lost. If he didn't gain any ground, it's disastrous, because he needs to gain ground. He's behind.
You know, Dr. Craig, before, I'm going to do this quickly. Here's Brendan. Again, why can't we vote for a ham sandwich if they can justify voting for a rapist? And that,
Dr. Craig,
hold the thought. I want you to respond to it on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And you.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. people in Wisconsin are being trained this summer on how to handle emergencies at school. The Office of School Safety says those include fires and natural disasters and threats or acts of violence. Each training session is one day long and includes lectures and hands-on practice. A new study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned about their rights in the future. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor. She says some couples are moving to other states or even other countries.
It's creating not just legal uncertainty, but propelling them to think about the future in ways that require time, money, planning.
The same study from UCLA finds 60% of same-sex couples say marriage equality has improved their quality of life. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Duluth has announced new proposed changes to city ordinances in the interest of public safety. According to a Northern News Now report, 10 updated ordinance proposals amend already existing city codes, with officials saying the new codes will more closely mirror Minnesota state law if approved. Some residents expressed concern that the new codes could criminalize things like homelessness, but city officials say they would not be enforced if there is no available shelter space in the city. The pro-Palestine encampment in front of Duluth City Hall has continued to grow since it went up about 2 months ago. According to a Northern News Now report, an organizer for the protest says there are about 15 tents in the encampment, about half of which are members of the unhoused population. The encampment began to seek divestment from Israel by Duluth City Council members, but now their goals include pressuring the city to address the housing crisis as well. The council is considering new compliance ordinances. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miranda Priestly is headed back to the big screen. Disney is developing a Devil Wears Prada sequel, according to Variety. Meryl Streep played Priestly, a boss who made the lives of her assistants, played by Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt, a living hell. Details about returning cast are scarce, but sources say the plot of the new film will center around Priestly, butting heads with Blunt's character, who is now a high-powered fashion executive herself. The news breaks just as a live musical of the story is set to open on London's West End in October. Leonardo DiCaprio came to the rescue of a fellow Hamptons partier. The Oscar-winning actor saw a drunk person leaving a party and came to the aid of the inebriated man. According to a fellow partygoer, DiCaprio helped the man steady himself on a pole and told the man to stay there. Page Six reports that the drunk guy obeyed the orders of the famous actor. There's no word yet if the man is still clinging to the pole or if he was Justin Timberlake. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 83 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunshine, 84. And we are going to keep going up into the weekend with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
It's understood, it's in the hands of my
my love. And my love, does it go? Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My love, does it go?
All right, welcome back to Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action, is on the line. You know, Dr. Craig, you're one of the most pragmatic men that I know. And so, you know, your thoughts and opinions on these things are very important. As I said before, we took the short break. You know, Brendan said, again, why can't we vote for a ham sandwich if they could justify voting for a rapist? And I would say to you, Dr. Craig, for people on the Democratic side who believe that the only person that can beat Donald Trump is Joe Biden, and just because they believe that does not make it fact, but we've got many people who are on the Democratic side of things echoing that. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's even, I appreciate Brendan's metaphor. I don't even think it's a ham sandwich. I think Biden has accomplished a lot as a president, and even, and I don't know if Biden's diminished. I know Biden is, in terms of his ability to understand policy and run things on the inside. Understanding a president doesn't run the whole government. It's too big a job. The president, only all the things that come to the president are tier one and tier two kind of issues, and there's no time for anything else. It has to be delegated. It has to move up to that level or be an emergency even for him to come to his desk. He may be perfectly, we don't know, he may be perfectly able to do that, but what he's not able to do is to defend himself and to lead, it seems, the critique of Donald Trump that's necessary to win. So my pragmatism is about, we have to win, right? It's not as much, I'm less worried about, I mean, I would have wanted FDR to win in his fourth term, even though he didn't serve the whole fourth term, right? Compared to Donald Trump. I think Biden, even if he is diminished, and George Stephanopoulos, right, he can't make it to a full term, that is still vastly superior. The concern is that 72% of the public thinks he is now unable to serve as president. This was a thing the right wing had built up. They're very effectively with the right wing noise machine at doing that over and over again, a lot of selective videos. The problem is, by keeping the president in kind of a cocoon in controlled situations and then wanting the debate and having it early, they brought upon themselves, they've actually proven one of the right wing lies at least credible. Right. We don't know how true it is. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's senile or has Parkinson's or anything like that. It may or may not. And what we know what we see, and that is he can't do the job of campaigning for president very effectively. And we have to have someone doing that. We can't deal with a public that thinks that his age is a bigger problem than Trump's craziness and Trump's authoritarian streak. That's a problem. So that's why this is a pragmatic problem. But Brendan is right. If Biden stays in, either by some combination of he won't leave and he shows himself not nearly as impaired as he seemed in that debate in the next week, then we got to elect him, and we have to end there. And if there is one time, if there is an opponent who has enough downsides, enough vulnerabilities to defeat with a president that people have this much doubt about their ability to serve, Donald Trump would be that man.
Yes.
So we have to use Project 2025. We have to talk about, which they're trying to distance themselves from now, and they're doing a skinny platform. Gee, only my advisors are building this 900-page plan, but that has nothing to do with me. It's amazing, but the problem is that the fact that their lies is not enough. It was really frustrating. If Biden had been as an effective a debater he was in 2020, he would have gained massively in the polls in that debate. That's the shame of it. I mean, it's a missed opportunity. You know, Trump, in his wild campaign speech yesterday in Doral, Florida, he finally came out. They had him under wraps for a while.
Right,
so long. Trump under wraps. He wanted to have another debate right away that was had no moderators. You know what? I think the Biden campaign should immediately accept it. And, you know, President Biden's got to be up to it. If he's not up to it, then he does need to step aside.
All right, let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning. I was hoping that you guys can explain to me one thing. So we have Biden, which obviously I'm going to vote for, and we have a Trump, who I don't even know why he's there. But also on the ticket, we have other candidates. So how come we have other candidates? I'm not very big fan of a candidate, but I do like Dr. Cornell. So why they are on the ticket? They asking us to vote or not vote, but yet they are not on the debate.
Dr. Craig?
So what do you see the question as, Corinna? Corinna's question, Earl? Just can you...
Corinna, repeat the question again.
I'm asking how come we have a debate for only two people where we have four people on the ticket one more vote?
Because they didn't meet the threshold that was required to even make it to the debate. Dr. Craig, you can...
I'll add a little more, Corinna, because both campaigns ditched the Presidential Debate Commission, which had its own standards, and negotiated one themselves. And CNN, in that negotiation, had a threshold of how much polling support you needed. And apparently, Robert Kennedy Jr. fell below the threshold, as he's the one that polls the most, and therefore so did the others, Cornel West and Julie Stein. And so that's why I don't know. It's probably better. I mean, if you have Robert Kennedy Jr. doing all of his Trump-esque sort of conspiracies at the same time, then maybe that would have been better for a debate. But that's why it happened. I'm not sure how the dynamic improves things. I think we need to remember that the third-party candidates are a major threat in this election. And it may be possible if President Biden is the nominee or if someone else is the nominee, that we lose because of an independent candidate getting enough votes to do that.
Let's go to Troy from Mount Hope. Good morning to you, Troy. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. One quick question. How is it helpful to President Biden's campaign that we're on day 13 of saying he's a babbling idiot and can't do the job?
You're right. It's not. They brought this on themselves with the debate. These are honest concerns. It needs to get settled soon, one way or the other. And if it's settled that Biden is staying in, he needs to have reassured all of us and have reassured the public as much as possible at this time. So I think Thursday's a huge kind of fork in the road. If he really is, this is the reporting, going to do a complete press conference where there's tons of questions and it goes on for a while. If he performs well at that, I think he stays. And I think he shows the debate was more of an anomaly. And assuming this is what I think it's going to be, and what's being reported, and if he doesn't, then he needs to step aside. I don't know what we do if it's in the mushy middle, but the caller is absolutely right. This has already been damaging, can't go on and on, but you can't just blame the people who are bringing up legitimate concerns. You have to blame Biden and the campaign for both keeping him cloistered all this time. This will be the first full press conference in 2 years, and then agreeing to a debate strategy that clearly he was not up to.
I was about to say, Troy, so to ask the question is somehow siding with the enemy? I don't understand. From the perspective of those who are Democrats or vote Democrat, who say we shouldn't be having these conversations. You know, what's at stake clearly is, you know, the future of, I would say, you know, the world as we know it. So to just assume and just say, okay, let's go with Joe, even in the face of what people see, I don't understand how it makes sense to not talk about it, Troy.
The first day or two after the debate, that's fine. You know, we can huddle, we can, you know, talk about how bad the debate was and blah, blah, blah. But again, we're on day 13 of this, and everybody's beating the heck out of Joe Biden, and he's not being given the chance to do anything because all the news cycle is Senator Bennett comes out and says he's going to get his butt handed to him, and on and on and on and on. And we need to stop the news cycle by just coming out with a full-throttled endorsement of him and let the chips fall where they may. You know, Stephanopoulos asked him, how will you feel on November 6th if you lose? How would he feel if he dropped out and Gretchen Whitmer lost on November 6th?
Well, Troy, Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Troy? They're great questions, Troy. There's no question. Go ahead.
He drops out. If he drops out, he's heroic because he will be deciding. And I'm not saying he's going to decide this. I don't know all the facts of his situation, right? I know what we've seen in the debate and other places. But if he decides, he shouldn't be the candidate because some combination, he's not up for it, and he can't, and it's going to be harder for him to win than other candidates. It will be a great sacrifice of the public interest for him to do that. He will be then heralded. The Democratic National Convention will become kind of like a party about his career and his accomplishments as president. And then if he loses, if Whitmer, or probably I think it would be the vice president, Kamala Harris, loses, he'll feel good that he tried to do the right thing. And that he was being, the consensus in his party is that he needs to step aside. That's the problem here, but they don't feel like most of them, they can say it publicly. But they didn't do anything after the debate for quite some time and let this metastasize and build up. And then we got the frontal assault this week. They have extended it because apparently he wasn't up to getting out right away after debate. I mean, that's all I can imagine, other than the very scripted North Carolina situation with a teleprompter and a very friendly crowd that could just get a few sound bites. That's not the same. We know he can do that. That's what he's been doing mostly in the last couple of years as president. So it's sort of like we can't be ostriches with our head in the sand, though, Earl, my understanding is ostriches don't actually do that. So we'll say unfair lie about ostriches that they put their head in the sand in danger, or the movie Don't Look Up about an asteroid that's going to destroy the Earth. We can't not look up. We can't put our head in the sand. This is a real issue. The caller's right. It needs to be resolved quickly, and it will be in the next 10 days. And then we need to unify behind whoever it is. But at this point, with the evidence I know, I'm really concerned that Biden is, that they're not telling us anything, that his campaign team is surrounding him, and that they're trying to get through this. And he is not the best person to run. That would be catastrophic. And it will destroy his whole legacy as a leader.
So Dr. Craig, Andrew from Maine, what is the productivity of this discussion? The broadcast portion of the interview with President Biden did not include sharing any of the feedback with President Biden. So what value do we get from the ongoing discussion that does not directly involve the candidate himself? Or perhaps a shorter question, what new information was introduced today? Dr. Craig, we'll let you respond on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get along.
All right, welcome to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show of today. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig. You know, Dr. Craig, I read those questions from Andrew in Maine, and I want to say this before I let you respond. What is frustrating to me, Dr. Craig, is I said this before. I'm 70 years old. I've voted Democrat for 52 years of my life. I'm not some guy who is anti-Democrat. I've only voted Democrat. But to say that we shouldn't have a discussion, Dr. Craig, is the part of this that puzzles me. Go ahead.
Yeah, we just need to be serious about different media formats. The talk radio format is usually driven by what is in the news, what people are talking about or concerned about, you know, what they're talking about at the kitchen table. And if it's not talked about here, if we... You know, we can't do what we can do on a podcast. Podcasting allows you to do all sorts of esoteric things. We could have a podcast on the power of 19th century oratory, and that might get an audience, right? Seriously. Or Frederick Douglass and his incredible career, right? That doesn't usually drive talk radio. It go to the front page of the Washington Post and New York Times. All it is updates every few minutes on new tidbits about this. And then the same thing online, same thing. And so... people are going to go somewhere else. They're not going to go to the Earl Ingram Show. So if there's unique value to the Earl Ingram Show, and I certainly think there is, then we're giving a particular take on it. This is ultimately about, and a number of callers have said this, this is about defeating Trump. And what happens with the situation with President Biden is going to have a huge impact on that, however it turns out, one way or another. If we push Biden, Biden is pushed out and he shouldn't have been pushed out and he would be the strongest candidate, then that's disastrous. If he doesn't leave and there'd be stronger candidates and we lose, then that's disastrous. And so, of course, this is everything. Project 2025 doesn't get implemented if we win this election, right? If it does, we could go through all that's in it, but that's the stakes, right? And with this Supreme Court, there's no backstop anymore. They just made presidents kings with this immunity ruling. And they just gave themselves authority over all the administrative agencies to a point where they have gutted most of the major environmental, health care, and public safety laws of the last half century.
Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. You say what?
Okay, I'm first going to leave with one thing, and then I want to express why. Benghazi, 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 flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. Wherever it comes, it doesn't matter. The point is, there are Republicans... voters against Trump. New organization of female Republicans against Trump. The Bulwark, the Lincoln Project. There's united groups against Trump, and they're supporting Biden. They said Biden's done a good job, and I support Biden, and I think that we're getting, he's got good people around him, and he'll know, and he'll resign
when he wins, when he can't do the job, if he cannot do that job, because he didn't have to run for this position, but he saw what was going on in our country, and he dealt with those people going after his son, showing nude pictures on the congressional floor. Come on, boys. He can do it. He's did it all along. He's a workhorse, not a showboat. So I just want to rest my case here because this is frustrating the you-know-what out of me because I care about my country, and I've been independent. And, boy, the old people are writing on the Internet, 70 and above, 60 and above, they're voting for Joe to save their kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids' future. And that's all I got to say. Have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you very much. See, Dr. Craig, I understand the emotional, connection to people. But we've got to come outside of the emotional connection. Isn't that safe to say, Dr. Craig?
The side of democracy needs to be able to do both. This is emotional, but we need to be able to pull ourselves up enough to figure out how we're going to win, because that's the important thing. And do you know that a lot of financial products, when they sell them, they have a disclaimer: past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results, right? After they say all the things that they've done as far as the increased value of your 401k or IRA portfolio. Well, that's the thing. Not disputing at all that President Biden had one of the most successful first terms in terms of domestic policy since FDR. I do have disagreements with him on Gaza and on immigration, but I'll say this. This is a large Big Ten coalition. We're not going to be able to get the candidate that's perfect, that we agree with in all respects, right? And you have to compare two alternative futures, different terrains. And one is a democracy that has a lot going for it, such as his finally taking action on the biggest issue there is, the climate crisis, versus what we know what happens in the Project 2025 world that they try to implement if Trump is elected again. But we can't just put our heads in the sand. What I say, I'm glad to hear that seniors are pulling in solidarity. I haven't seen enough of that. I do think there's been a lot of ageism in the attacks on Biden. And I think seniors should be offended about how seniors are talked about, especially on the right. But here's the thing with the Lincoln Project, the other Never Trumpers, they don't speak for much of the Republican constituency. They're able to talk to that small number of swing voters, 1-2%. We need to get within the margin of them making the difference. And right now, I'm not sure we're there. So we really do need to do better than we're doing now, where this is a very, very dangerous situation. We need to face up to that. But the callers are right. This can't go on and on and on. This needs to be resolved in the next week or 10 days.
So I'm going to read his last text, Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig said that a decision needs to be made by whom? And does the president coming out and saying, I'm running, not count as a decision? My response is, it's bigger than the president, one man. Dr. Craig?
The Democrats privately don't feel that way. Nancy Pelosi just reopened it today. So they're not letting it drop, but the callers and texters are right. If Biden won't yield, they can't remove him, but they're trying to keep him thinking about it. And he continues to speak. So the press conference Thursday, if it really is a no-hold-barred press conference, critically important to figuring out how much of a blip the debate was.
Thank you, Dr. Robert Craig. We'll see you in a week. Next up, Jane Mattner, Mattner on Air with Greg Bach. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys later.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at RowlLakeMarina.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.